Hello, my name is Susie Miller, and I own a company called Feng Shui Paradigms. Our favorite website on that subsidiary is fengshuiplaza.com. And Feng Shui is spelled Fengshui, and then Plaza, Plaza. I want to talk to you today a little bit about the five elements in Feng Shui, and they are fire, earth, metal, water, and wood. You probably have heard about them before, but I want to take you a little bit further and advance you to the eight elements of Feng Shui. So in classical Feng Shui or Feng Shui, we actually have eight elements, not five. We have two earth elements, we have two metal elements, and we have two wood elements. This is just a little overview of what the Bagua looks like in classical Feng Shui, with fire always at the top, and we have water always at the bottom. If I place this in front of you, you're going to feel actually very good. If I reverse this Bagua, where I put water at the top and fire at the bottom, if you stare at this for about 5 minutes, you're going to have a very sick feeling, nausea to a major discomfort of the body. That's why we always try to balance the eight elements in a property in classical Feng Shui. Let me tell you a little bit about the elements. Fire is an element by itself, and it governs different parts of the body. And typically, it's the respiratory, the heart, and the eye region of the body, sometimes the hands as well. Then we have next in line what we call Mother Earth. Mother Earth governs the abdomen region of our bodies, and that's anywhere from the breastbone to the genital area. And that's the area that you will have the most discomfort when your environment is out of balance. The next element is what we call soft metal. Soft metal is angelic in nature, and the weak area of this body or this element is from the respiratory area up, and usually the teeth and the gums. Also, we have our second metal, which is what we call hard metal. Now, hard metal is a powerhouse. It's called Qian in Chinese, or the emperor, and it governs also the respiratory area up, but mostly the brain. The emperors in Feng Shui, they rarely stop thinking about the future or about the present, so their brain is always active. Then the water element, it governs the liquids or the fluids in our body, such as bronchitis, sinusitis, bladder infections, perhaps prostate infections, ear infections, eye infections, things like that would be weak when you're out of balance. The next element is mountain earth. When mountain earth is out of balance, it's the small bones or the joints of the body. And it could be the ankles, the wrist, the knees, but typically the small bones of the body. Then we come into the element hardwood. Hardwood represents the bones of our body. And so it's usually the longer limbs to the hip bones, also the femur bones, and to the arms and all the extremities of the body. The next element in classical Feng Shui is what we call soft wood. And that governs also the bones of the body, but not so severe. Now, in classical Feng Shui, we call fire Li. We call Mother Earth Kun, we call metal Dui, we call hard metal Qian, we call water Kan, we call mountain earth Ken, and we call hardwood Chen, and we call softwood Sun. So once you learn the elements in a productive style, it would be fire creates earth, earth creates metal, metal creates water, and water feeds wood or nurtures wood, and wood fuels fire. And this is the arrangement of elements we'd like to see in an environment so that we stay healthy and in balance. When you go on to our website at www.fengshuiplaza, click onto the element link and get your free element report. It will show you what you look like when you're in balance and what you look like when you're out of balance, and how to bring yourself back into a harmonic level of energetic balance. I hope you've enjoyed a little bit on the eight elements, the classical elements of Feng Shui, and we hope that you will embrace Feng Shui to better your home and your work environment. You have a cheerful day, and thank you very much.